Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Babasa Daf Kufn and Dalid. We are holding on Daf Kufn and Gimel and Beis at the two dots on the bottom of the page. V'chachamim Omrim. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Lila Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha and Shalom, as well as by Daniel Sadie, and for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Hatzlacha for our soldiers and our captives, they should all return home safely. Also by Moshe Kupiatsky, in honor of Rabbi Jonah Kupiatsky's 90th birthday, should continue in good health and may have asked and beyond. Also by the Shulman children for the yard side of their mother, Linda Shulman, Leah Bas Ephraim, the Neshama Shavan Aliyah. Also by Dr. David Bellison in memory of his father, Meir Chaim Rachamim Ben Rivko, whose yard side is today, the Neshama Shavan Aliyah. And also by Chavi Khan and Hashi Kaufman for Aliyah's Neshama of Rabbi Solomon Khan, Harav Shlomo Ben Rav Moshe Zev on his yard side, and for Aliyah's Neshama of Israel Kaufman, Yisrael Ben Yehoshua Heschel Zichrono Levracha, as Heschel completed Kaddish and also sponsored by Dr. Richard Lubchinsky in memory of his mother Miriam Bas Rav Yecheskel, whose yard side is today, and Neshama Shavan Aliyah. We thank all of the sponsors very, very much for these sponsorships. So what we're going to talk about today is, first we're going to talk about, and really this is going to cover the whole daf, two opinions of what kind of raya the Chachamim in our Mishnah held that the recipients of the Matana need to bring in order to prove that the giver was a Bari at the time of the Matana. Remember in the Mishnah there was a machloka, there was a case where there's a disagreement, a dispute between the person who gave the Matana and the people who received the Matana, whether he was a Shchiv Merah or a Bari at the time. The fellow who gave the Matana says, I was a Shchiv Merah and now I'm fine, so give me everything back, because that's the rule. A Shchiv Merah who gets better, he gets everything back. And all the recipients said, no, you were a Bari when you gave this Matana, and therefore the Matana is permanent and we get to keep it. So the Chum say that the recipients have to bring a Raya that he was in fact a Bari at the time. So we're going to have two opinions, what kind of Raya they're expected to bring. What exactly the Raya is that they're expected to bring, and the Gemara is going to play it out within each Shita in terms of what their Chiddush is and what their view of the Sugya is. That's going to lead the Gemara into a story where they wanted to once dig up a grave to prove a Dina Mamanis case, and how Rabbi Akiva put a stop to that and didn't discourage them from doing so. And that story itself is going to be a Raya in our Sugya. And then the Gemara is going to discuss, and that's going to also, it's interwoven, but a lot of the daf is going to discuss the concept of Moda Bishtar Shekosvo Im Tzorich Lekaimo or not. That if a person was Moda, that yes, this is a Shtar, I wrote the Shtar, but I have some other Taina, right? So once he wrote the Shtar, do you need a Kiyum Shtaros in order to certify that Shtar? And there's going to be this cryptic statement of Rabbi Yochanan where he says, everybody agrees, Moda Bishtar Shekosvo Ain't Tzorich L'Kaimo. So the Gemara is going to question that, everybody? Does that mean, clearly it's not everybody, so what does he mean by that, that everybody agrees that Moda Bishtar Shekosvo Ain't Tzorich L'Kaimo? And it's going to circle back to our original machlokas about what kind of raya the Chacham Mold you need in order to prove that the fellow was a Bari at the time of the Matana. So it's really all one big sugya that covers that variety of topics. So let's see the Gemara. So the Chacham Momrim, in the Mishnah, the Chammat said that if the no Saint Tain is that he was a Shchiv Merah and now I'm a Bari, so give me everything back. And the Makabli Matana say, no, you were a Bari at the time that you gave the Matana, and therefore we're allowed to keep it. You're getting nothing back. Hamotzi Mechavero Alav Haraya. The Halach is Hamotzi Mechavero Alav Haraya. So the Gemara says, Raya B'mai. What type of Raya do the Chachamim think that's the way the Tos understands? That the question is within the Shita of the Chachamim that they got to bring a raya that he was that the giver was a Bari. What is the raya that the Mekable Matana, do the Chacham think that the Mekable Matana have to bring? The Rashbam understands that the question of the Gemara is Bein Chacham Bein Rameir, because Rameir had said that the Nosein Matana has to bring a raya, not the Mekable Matana, that the giver has to bring a raya that he in fact was a Shchiv Merah and is therefore entitled to get everything everything back. So the Gemara is asking on that as well. What kind of raya would he have to bring? But Tosa says that it's pashut what he would have to bring. According to Rav Meir, he would have to bring edim. That's obvious. And the Rashbam himself says that. So therefore, we're going to read this like Tosos. That I mean, Rashbam in Dibra Masl Rameir and Dibra Masl Raya, he himself seems to say that. So we're going to read this Gemara like Tosos. That the question of the Gemara is, according to the Chachamim, that it's the Mekable Matana that need to bring a Raya in order to be able to hang on to that Matana and assume it's not a Matna Shchiv Mira and they're allowed to keep that Matana. What type of Raya do they need to bring? So that is a machlokas. Rav Huna Amar, Raya Be'edim. They need to bring Edim that he in fact was a Bari at the time of the Matana, and only if they have that, if they have Edim that he was a Bari at the time of the Matana, only then can they keep that Matana. Rav Chisra, Rav Huna Amri, they say, no, you don't have to show that he was a Bari at the time of the Matana. All you need is Raya Bekiyam Shtar. Just show that this Shtar is a valid Shtar. And once you're Mekayim the Shtar, we assume it's a regular Shtar. Regular Shtar is a Shtar Matnas Bari. It's not a matna shchiv mira, and therefore you're allowed to assume that's good enough. That as long as we were able to mekayim the shtar, the recipients are allowed to keep it. The halacha is on a daraisa level that every shtar matan or shtar halva'a that has chasimus yedayim of shnei edim on it is as if those two edim were came to Beis Din and were made their edus. And the nitva is not able to be to come with the taina that the toveya was mezayif the chasimos. If a toveya has a shtar in hand and we have chasimus edim on a daraisa level, that's good enough. We're not choshesh for such a chutzpah that he's going to be mezayif chasimos and come with a shtar mezuyif to Beis Din. However, the rabbanon were masakin that so long as the toveya was not mekayim the shtar, the nitva has the right to taina that it's a shtar mezuyif. So on a daraisa level, the guy has a shtar, that's good enough, nothing else. But midrabbanon, we authorize the person with the shtar is being brought out against to come with a tainus mezuyif, to say that I suspect that this is that this shtar is mezuyif. That is the pashtus, at least in the sugya in the beginning of Maseches Gittin, and the way Rashi learns that sugya. Now the Achronim discuss what exactly is the gedder of that takana. Do we assume that a shtar that's in the mekuyam has the koach of a shtar? It's just that the nitva has a zchus to make such a taina that it's mezuyif. Meaning even when it's not mekuyam, it's still a shtar and still has the koach of a shtar. It's just that we authorize the nitva to taina that it's mezuyif. Or maybe no. Maybe the takana was that if it's a shtar shein mekuyam, it's not a shtar. With a taina, without a taina, it's not a shtar at all. The lashon the gemara in the first paragraph of Metziah sounds like a shtar that's in the mekuyam is not a shtar at all, because over there it says that before the Kiyum Ashtar, the Gemara calls it a Chaspa Bialma. What do you mean before Kiyum Ashtar, it's a Chaspa Bialma? If you hold that it's still the Shtar, it's just that the Nitva has an ability to tain a Mezuyav. How can you call it a Chaspa Bialma? It's a real Shtar. Elamai, the Takana must have been that a Shtar is worthless until you are Mekayim the Shtar. And that's what the Ramban writes as well, that as long as it's not Mekuyim, it's not a Shtar at all. However, Tosos in the beginning of Sechus Gittin sounds like it does have a din of a Shtar. It's just that the Nitva has a zuchus. We were masakid that the Nitva has a zuchus to be allowed to be taina that it's mezuyav. So that's really the that's the mashmos of Tosfos, at least Maseches Gittin. So that's the discussion about the nature of kiyum shtaros. But as far as our sugya is concerned, the Gemara very simply wanted to know that the Chachamim hold that the recipients, if they want to hang on to this gift, they need to prove something. So what exactly do they need to prove? So that's the machlokas. Rav Huna says they need to prove everything. They need to prove with Edim that the guy was a bari at the time of the matana. Rav Chisson, Rabbi Rav Huna said no, they don't need to prove that he was a bari at the time in the matana, they just need to certify the shtar. And as soon as they certify the shtar, they get to keep the matana. So now the Gemara plays out each side of this machloka. So we start with the first side. Rav Huna Amar Raya Be'edim, that they need actual Edim that he was a Bari at the time of the matana, that's what the Chachamim are requiring over here. Whereas Rabbi Meir is going to say that no, it's the giver who needs to bring Edim, that he in fact was a Shchiv Meira. at that time. So what are they arguing about? Kamiflagi beplukta to Rabbi Yaakov Rabbi Nassan. They're arguing in the very same machlokas that we had in yesterday's daf between Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Nassan, which is whether we follow Chazaka Dahashta. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Nassan, Rabbi Meir, who says in our Mishnah that it's the giver who has to bring a raya that he in fact was a shchiv mira, and short of bringing a raya, we're going to assume, well, look, you're a bari now. You were probably a bari at the time you gave the shtar. That's exactly like Rabbi Nassan, who says that if the guy is a bari right now, he needs to bring a raya that he was a shchiv mira because chazaka dehashta. We assume if you're a bari now, that must have been what you've always been. For Rabbanan, Rabbi Yaakov, and Rabbanan in our Mishnah, who say that it's the mekabli matana that need to bring a raya that he in fact was a bari, they hold like Rabbi Yaakov that even though he's a bari right now, we don't follow chazaka dehashta to assume that he was a bari at the time of the nesinus matana. Rather, what do we follow? The chazaka of where the nechasim are. So the mekabli matana are going to have to bring a raya that he was a bari in order to receive those nechasim. So that's Rav Huna's point of view. So according to Rav Huna, the whole machlokas in the Mishnah between Rav Meir and the Chachamim is whether we follow Chazaka Dahashta. But Rav Chisav, Rabbi Rav Huna, Amri Raya Bekim Ashtar, Rav Chisav, Rabbi Rav Huna, who learned that according to the Chachamim, the Mekabli Matana only need to be Mekayim the Shtar. They don't need to prove that he was a Bari. And once there's a Kiyum Ashtar, the Chacham will be Moda that the Mekabli Matana get to keep it, and the Nosin can't say, no, I was a Shchiv Miras, I get it back. No, once there's a key mishtar, mekabli matana get to keep it. All tainas of shchiv mira are now ignored. So why can't he tiny was a shchiv mira? Must be because both Rav Meir and Chacham agreed to Rabbi Nassan that we follow Chazaka Dahashta. You can't say you were a shchiv mira because right now you're a bari. So what are they arguing about? Whether you need a key mishtar or you don't need a key mishtar? So kamiflagi b'mod b'shtar shiksafo tzarech l'kaimo. It must be that they argue about a case where the lova is motzia that a malva is mostly shtar on a lova that's not mekuyam, and the lova could have said, you know what, the whole shtar is a shtar mezuyaf, and then he would have been pater. But he didn't say that. He said, yeah, that's a valid shtar, but nevertheless, I'm pater anyway because I already paid the chov. Maybe he'd be neman with amigo that he could have said that it was a shtar mezuyaf. So maybe the malva is not able to collect the chov unless they were mekayim the shtar kedin. So Rabbi Meir, Savar Rabbi Meir in our Mishnah, who says that it's the Nosein who has to bring a raya be'edim, that he was a shchiv mira, and if he doesn't bring a raya, the Mekabli Matana are going to get the Matana. So Savar Moda B'Shtar Shiksavo in Tzarech L'Kaimo. They don't need to be Mekayim the Shtar because he was already Moda that he wrote the Shtar. So therefore, it doesn't require a Kiyum Shtaros by the Nitva being Moda. That's as good as a Kiyum Shtaros. It's as if the Kiyum Shtaros already happened. And we don't say that the Nitva would be Neman with the Taina that's going to pater him like a Taina that, oh, I was a Shchiv Mira at the time. Migo, that he could have said that it's Mezuyav. For Rabbanan Savri and the Rabbanan hold, Moda B'Shtar Shiksavo, Tzarech L'Kaimo, that even if you're Moda, even if he was Moda, the Nitva is Moda that he wrote the Shtar, it still requires a Kiyam Shtar. And if they were not Mekayim the Shtar, the Nitva is going to be Neman with the Nitva is going to be Neman with the Taina that will pater him, like saying that I was a shchiv mira migo, that he could have taina that it was a shtar mizuyaf. So again, there are two ways of understanding what sort of raya the chacham require in the Mishnah. Rav Huna thinks that you need the strongest raya, edim that he was a bari, and the nekuda samachlokas between Rav Meir and Chacham in the Mishnah is all about whether we follow chazaka dahashta. Rav Chisra and Rabbi Rav Huna thought, no, you just need to keep shtaros in order to be able to keep the matana, because everybody agrees we follow chazaka dahashta. What's the nekuda samachlokas Rav Meir and Chacham Mishnah? Mod b'shtar shiksavu tzarech l'kaimo urein tzarech l'kaimo. That's the nekuda samachlokas in the Mishnah. That's the whole chiddush of our Mishnah. Frakta gemar v'afliga b'chadazimna. We already have a machlokas Rav Meir and the Chachamim somewhere else about mod b'shtar shiksavu tzarech l'kaimo, because that appears in the second parak of Maseches Ksubos, where you have a shtar that two edim sign on, and the edim come and they say, yeah, we signed this, but we were forced into it, so we signed sheker. Someone was holding a gun to our heads. So since the shtar is the only way we know the validity of this shtar is through these edim themselves, so they're neman to passel the shtar as well. Hapesha asar hapesha yitir. And Rav Meir disagrees with that Mishnah. Ditanya, I mean, that's a Mishnah. Rav Meir disagrees with it. Ditanya, because we have a brisa that says that ein neman l'posto. that the Edim that say, yeah, we signed it, they're not believed to possible it by saying, but there was a gun to our head and it's all a lie and we were anusim, divra meir. That's the shidur of a meir. Why? Because modu b'shtar shiksavo in sarach l'kaimo. So once they were moda that they wrote the shtar, that's the greatest kiyum shtar. So the Edim are not able to be meir that the chasim was possible. The chacham momrim and the chachamim who disagree with Rameir hold, ne'amanim, they are ne'aman to possible the shtar. Why? Because the love is modu b'shtar shiksavo, the malva still needs to be mekayim the shtar. And since it's only mekuyim aliday, these Edim are ne'aman to possible the shtar. So it turns out the machloks are meir and the chacham about modu b'shtar shiksavo, where the tzorach l'kaimo not only appears here in the ninth parak of Baba Basra, but already appears in Maseches Ksubos. So why would I need two different places where you have the same exact machlokas appear, same exact machlokas tana in between Rameir and Lecham, same people even involved in the machlokas? Why would that be? So the Ritva says, what do you mean, why would that be? Over here it's a Mishnah, over there it's a Braisa. So you have that all the time, that a Mishnah says one way, and then a Braisa will say the same thing that the Mishnah says. So the Ritva says, it's not really a Braisa over there, it's a Mishnah with the Braisa quoting the Deya that's Cholik. So it really kind of is a Mishnah over there also, and maybe that's good enough for the Gemara to be able to ask why we needed to say, why we need the same machlokas twice. Okay, either way, the Gemara gives an answer. So tzricha, you know why we need this machlokas twice? Di'it marv ha'hi, if we would only learn the case of Maseches Ksubos that the shtar is niskayim from the lova himself, and the edim that signed on it come to pasul it, and they say that we had a gun to our heads. Maybe in such a case, the Rabbanan will say that even after the shtar is niskayim through the lova admitting that it's a valid shtar, it's not a kiyum gamur, and the edim could pasul the shtar mishum dalimi edim umari shtari, because the koch ne'amanus of the edim is so strong they could be mekalkel the shtar that's mekuyim from the lova. But over here in our sugya, it's the nitva himself who comes with the taina against the shtar by saying that I was a shchiv meira at the time. Meaning, so maybe in our case, the Chum would say that since it was already mekuyim mipiv, he doesn't have the koach to taina against it. And therefore, the Chum need to tell me again that even in this case, the kiyum al yidei hodas hanitva is not considered a full kiyum, and he has the ability to undo that. And if I only would have told the machlokas over here in our sugya, I would say Baha Kamar Rabbi Meir, that it's Dafka over here that Rabbi Meir is going to say that since the nitva was Makayim the Shtar, it's considered a Shtar Makuyim, in that the nitva himself cannot taina against it. But maybe in the case in Ksubas where it's not the nitva himself is taining against it, it's the Edim that are tightening against it. So that's a much stronger fight against the shtar when it's the Edim. So I would think that they can passel the shtar. So tzricha, that's why the machlokas has to be told in both cases. Meaning it's one fundamental difference that over here it's the nitva who's coming to undo it, to undo the shtar by claiming that he was a shchiv mera, and over there it's the Edim that are coming to undo it, and Edim are stronger than the nitva himself. So the Gemara says, v'cheinu meraba raya be'edim, meaning going back to our original machlokas that started this whole daf, where we said, what kind of raya do the recipients of the matana need to bring to be able to keep the to be able to keep the matana? So Rabba agrees to that it's to Rav Huna that you need edim that he was a bari, that you need the strongest raya. It's not enough to be mekayim the shtar, you need edim that he was a bari. So Abai explains, why does Rabbah hold that way? Amar Abai, my taima, why is it that without a raya that he was a bari, the nosin matana is going to win, and we're going to believe him that he was a shchiv mira? Maybe you're going to tell me, you know why they need to bring a raya that he was a bari? Because every other shtar says that the person was a bari in the shtar. It says, oh, he wrote the shtar when he was vibrant and vigorous and walking in the shuk. And he was. It always says it was a bari. This shtar doesn't say that he was a bari. So we have a lot of reason to believe that he's not a bari. And that's why they need to bring edim that he was a bari. And therefore you see, it must have been a shchiv mira. And that's why you need edim that he was a bari. Well, that's not such a great raya. midikuluk sevu karkotzev rami barse. Every star shchiv mira mentions that he was a shchiv mira. Vahaluk sivba shmamira pari avi. And this star doesn't have any lashon that indicates that he was a shchiv mira either. So maybe that's just as strong of an indication that he was a bari. So ikal meimrachi v'ikal meimrachi. So it could go both ways. Rabbi says since the star doesn't say that he was a bari, nor does it say that he was a shchiv mira. So therefore, I don't know what he is. I don't know if he was a bari and the matana is binding, or if he was a shchiv mira and we reverse the matana. So what do? Okay, mamonu b'chaskas mari. So we follow the chazaka of the nechasim, and they're in the chazaka of the nosein hamatana. So the makabli hamatana are the motzi mechavero. They're trying to get the matana away from him. Good. So let them bring a raya that he in fact was a bari at that time. So the gemara brings that other amoraim also disagree in this same machlokas ubiplukta with this machlokas being Rav Huna Rav Chista that we said what sort of raya do the makabli matana need to bring according to the shita of the chamim. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Raya Be'edim, Rabbi Shimon Lakish Amar, Raya Be'kim Ashtar. You have other Amoraim have the same exact machlokas, meaning it's all one big, everyone took sides on this machlokas. When the Chacham say that the recipients of the Matana need to bring a Raya in order to be able to keep that Matana, what sort of Raya do they need to bring? So everyone either says, you need to bring the best Raya, which is that he was in fact a Bari at the time, Edim, that he was a Bari at the time of the Matana, or not such a great Raya, you just need to be Mekayim the Shtar and that's good enough. Right, everyone took sides on that machlokas. So now that we know that Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish took sides on that machlokas, so now we have the discussion between the two of them to try to prove which side of that machlokas is correct. So Eisvei Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan challenges Rabbi Shimon Lakish that we have a brice that tells us about a story that happened in Maisa b'Bnei Brak, another story that happened in Bnei Brak, be'echot shemachar b'nichsei aviv, where one guy was selling karkaos that he was yorish from his father, Umeis, and then the guy who yarshed these karkos from his father after he sold them died, and the lukuchos had not yet taken possession of these karkos. So the lukuchos come with the shtar mechira. They say, "Excuse me," they go into the yarshim. These karkos are ours. We have a shtar mechira that they belong to us, and all the yarshim say, "No, that shtar mechira is invalid because." That the guy who sold it to you was a katan. He was a child. He was not yet someone who had the requisite level of das and authority to be able to sell it. So therefore, the sale is invalid, and we, as the Yorshim, get it. So they came to ask the Shailas Rabbi Kiva. So they mean the Lukucha said, "Wait, we have a star. They're claiming he was a katan. What do we do?" So they wanted to know, Mal the boat coat. They came up with an idea. What if we just dig up his grave and we check if he was a katan or not, meaning that we know how old he was. The shaila wasn't how old he was. The shaila was he maybe simanim or not? So let's open up the grave and we'll see if he has simanim or not. So Rabbi Kiva said to them, "Iatam Rosham Lenavlo, you cannot be mevazim that way. Va'od, and even if it was mutter to open up a kever and to be bodek, you still aren't going to win because simanim asuim l'shtanos lachar misa. Even if you're going to find simanim gadlus and you're therefore going to say, oh, you see that he was a gadol at the time that he sold it to us because he was a gadol at the time that he died, it could be that changed after death, meaning the Yorshim will be able to say that when he died, he didn't have these simanim and then the body changes after it dies." Tosla says, "Really? That way? The body changes that way after? I mean, bodies change after they die, but usually it doesn't start growing hair after it dies." So Tosos in Dibra Maslava Oh, it says, "How could it be? He looked like he was a katan b'chayev, and then he's going to look like a gadol l'achermoso." So Tosos quotes from Rabbeinu Tam that it could be that during his lifetime he had shtei saros, but they were white. So they only have a din of a shuma bialma. And the achramisa, the hair darkened, and therefore they would have a real din of shtei saros. So Tosla says, that's Rabbeinu Tam's answer, but he says it doesn't make any sense, because there is no din anywhere that white hairs are not shtei saros. White hairs are also shtei saros, meaning Rabbeinu Tam just made up a new din, that depending on the color of the hair, that it's not going to count as shtei saros. So Tosla quotes the Ri, that maybe the situation is that during his lifetime there were no gumos, and because of the misa there are gumos, the pores that the saros grow out of, and in nida dafnun beis gumos af bishen shem saros is a simen, that just having the gumos for the saros is enough of a simen. So if you find gumos, even though the gumos are simane gadlus, maybe those gumos only came la achar misa. That's how Tosos reads in the name of the Ri. Rabbi Kiveger in the Kalyan Hashas writes that you need to be magia in Tosos a little bit, that they bring from a sechus Nida, that hairs are not a simin unless they are b'makom guma. That the hair only matters when it's makom guma. That Tosfos' answer from the Ri is not only about gumos. It's about hairs coming out of a guma. That only when the hairs come out of a guma. So what does Rabbi Kiveger want? Why does he have to change the girsa in Tosfos over here? So the Chacham explains, because according to the girsa that we have, it would still be difficult. So what that you found gumos la'achar misa and that gumos la'achar misa and not a raya? You should still have to be bodekim, because if you find sa'aros, then you will have a raya. Meaning, gumos la'achar misa may not be a raya, but what if I find sa'aros? What if I don't find gumos? I find sa'aros. Then I'll have a raya. So according to Rabbi Kiva Eger, you still won't have a raya, because those sa'aros may not have come out of gumos. And even though they appear to be coming out of gumos right now, that could change la'achar misa, that it was saros without the gumos. And it happens to be Rabbi Kiveger had an intuition. I don't think he had all the rishonim that we have nowadays, but we find rishonim that said exactly that answer in the name of the Ri. So he knew to be magia this Tosfos correctly. He was vindicated in that haggah. So anyway, so we have this story where they wanted to dig up the grave to prove that he was a gadol in order to be able to receive this property and the Yarshim, from the Yarshim. And the Yarshim said, and Rabbi Kiva said, you can't dig up the grave because you can't be menavelim by digging up the grave because you're not going to prove anything anyway. So now, how is this a raya in our discussion about what kind of raya a person needs to bring in order for the Makabli Matana need to bring in order to verify that it was a Matnas Bari and not a Matnas Chivmira? So says Rabbi Yochanan, Bishlam Ladidi, Damina Raya Be Edim, according to me that I said that the Makabli Matana need to bring a Raya with Edim Dafka that are going to be made, that he was a Bari at the time of the Matana, and that it's not good enough to be Mekayim Nishtar. So in this story as well, it's not enough for the Lukuchos to be Mekayim Nishtar in order to be Motzi the Nechasim from the Yorshim. They need to bring a Raya Be Edim. So Kivan da Amr, the Lukuchos, Aisu Edim, since Rabbi Kiva said to the Lukuchos, bring Edim that he was a Gadol, Lo Ashkul, and they couldn't find Edim that he was a Gadol, that's why they raised the issue of, can we dig up the grave? I mean, what kind of insane thing is that to suggest, to dig up the grave? It must be all else failed, right? So there must have been another suggestion. The first suggestion was not, let's dig up graves today, right? I mean, there must have been some other suggestion. So Bishlam Ladidi, that a Raya Be Edim would be good enough, it must be they tried Edim, so we can't find Edim. So now, short of Edim, can we dig up the grave? But according to your sheet, the Reish Lakish, that the raya that Mekabli Matana need to bring is just a kiyum mashtar, and once they're mekayim the shtar, no outside taina like, oh, I was a shchiv mira, none of that is going to cancel the shtar. The shtar is going to carry the day for them, because the chazakat hashi is a bari now. He was a bari then. The matana is going to be kayim. So lamalu botko, why did the lukuchos need to be botik the mace to show that he was a gadol? Just the kayim shtar, I've lukum benichse. Just be mekayim the shtar, and once you mekayim the shtar, you win. So just do a kiyum shtaros. You don't need to go digging up graves. So answers Reish Lakish, if Lukuchos were to try to be motzi from the Yorshim, so Einachinami, it would be enough to do a kiyum hashtar. But you're getting the story all wrong. You think the story that happened is that the Lukuchos never took possession of this property and the Bnei Mishpacha were trying to get the property back? No. If that were the case, kiyum hashtar would be enough for the Lukuchos to keep it. But the nechassim were not. I mean, you're trying to say the kuchos never took the property of the nechassim, and therefore the yorshim were trying to keep that which they still had. Because the kuchos ma'ari and the kuchos were coming to taina that we want to take possession of it. No, the kuchos already took possession of it, and it's the bnei mishpacha that we're suing. Because the bnei mishpacha become ma'ari, the bnei mishpacha were saying, no, the he was a katan at the time, and therefore we want our stuff back. So we tell the Bnei Mishpacha, Motzi Mechavero, Alav Haraya, and they're the ones that wanted to dig up the grave. It was the Bnei Mishpacha that wanted to dig up the grave to prove that he was a katan, not to prove that he was a gadol, meaning which changes the whole thing. Meaning then we say, oh, the body could change afterward because he could have been a gadol, and now he appears like a katan. There could have been Shtei Saros, now the Shtei Saros aren't going to be there anymore. Then you wouldn't have to this whole kasha of, does the body change that way that it matures? No, it's changing in the right direction. So hachinam mistaber, it's most mistaber that the Lukuchos had possession of it, and the Bnei Mishpacha were looking for a way to get it back. From the fact that Rabbi Kiva says you can't be mevaz of the mace by examining it for ishtiku, and they didn't say anything; they just accepted that. Well, I understand very well if the Bnei Mishpacha were the ones who were coming with this taina to dig him up. That's why when Rabbi Kiva said it's a bizayin to do that, how could you do that to your relative? So they were quiet because how could they do that to their relative? But if the Lukuchos were saying that we want to dig him up, Amayshaski, why would they be quiet when Rabbi Kiva says it's bizarreness to do that? Let them say, yeah, but it's our money, so I don't care about the bizarreness of this guy. It's our money, so we want to keep our money, and they would be allowed. They would be entitled to say that. Apparently, you see that the isra of being menavel and mevaz of the mace is different for krovim than it is for everybody else. That krovim have to just take that. It's their money too. But we're saying that once you're going to tell them it's a bizayin, the krovim can't say anything. They have to just accept it. But other people could say, no, it's our money, and therefore we don't care about the bizyonos. So even though it's asa to be mevaz of the mace, a person doesn't have to lose money for the bizayin of mace unless they're a karov. So Tosos and Dibra Maskel Zuzi writes that it's dafka if it's his money and now he's going to lose it, we say that. But the krovim, even though they're losing the Yerusha, they can't be menavel the mace because it was never their money. This is all the house's money, right? It's all Yerusha. It's all what you know, what might come to them, but was never actually theirs. And that's the reason for the difference in krovim. It's not so much about the respect a karov has to have. In Tosa Rashi says that minadin, you're allowed to be bodik a mace when there's a hafzid mamon, but the krovim have to do lefnim yishuras adin. So the Tosa Rashi understands differently that it's that because they are krovim, they're obligated to show an extra level of kavod that has to be lefnim yishuras adin. In Shulchan Aruch and Yerdeas and Mishnah Samach Gimel, it quotes this b'lashon iser, not lefnim yishuras adin. It sounds like it's an iser for the krovim to do this. Pesachei Tshuva quotes from Tshuvas Shivas Tzion in Simchin Samach Gimel that they learn from here that you're allowed to open up a kever to be mater and aguna to see if it's the right guy. Meaning you don't know if this woman's husband died and they buried the person, so you're allowed to open up the kever to identify the mace, because we see that even non krovim are allowed to open up a kever for monetary reasons. So to be mater and aguna, for sure you're allowed to open up the kever. So says the Gemara, imishum halo iria. If that's the whole deal, that's not such a raya. Because achi kamalu, it could be the Rabbi, meaning you're trying to prove that it must be that it was the krovim wanted to dig it up because when Rabbi Kiva said it's bizyanis, you can't do that, they were willing to just accept that. That's not such a raya that it was the krovim that wanted to dig it up. Because achi kamalu, Rabbi Kiva might have said to the lukuchos, chada, first of all, diatam rashad menavlo, you're not allowed to be menavel amaze. That's first of all. Okay, maybe that would not have convinced them. But then, v'od, v'chitem rezuz shakal v'navel, if you're going to come back at me and you're going to say, what do you mean, I'm going to lose money, and therefore I'm allowed to be menavel amaze, simanam asuim l'shtan l'sachar misa. You're not going to prove anything anyway, because you're going to dig them up, and whatever you see is not proof of anything, because the simanim could change li'achar misa. So we don't have a raya necessarily that it was the krov who wanted to dig him up. It could be it was the Lukuchos who wanted to dig him up. And they weren't shosake when he said, it's bizyonos. They were going to fight back and say, but it's our money. But then Rabbi Kiva said to them, even if it is your money, you're not going to be able to prove anything about your money when you dig the guy up. So now the Gemara discusses the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan himself. Shol Rabbi Shimon Lakshas Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Shimon Lakshas asks Rabbi Yochanan, asks on Rabbi Yochanan from the Sefer of the Brisa. Zusha shnuya b'mishnas bar kapara. Harei shaya ochel sada uba. That in the mishnas bar kapara, well, different people were mesader different sets of mishnayos. We use the ones that Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi was mesader, but apparently there was a mishnas bar kapara as well that bar kapara arranged to say the mishnayos. So it says over there, harei shaya ochel sada uba. If a person was eating from a field on an ongoing basis, b'cheska shishalo, you know, with the assumption that it was his, he was treating it as if it was his property, v'karalav echad irer, and someone had a taina, lomar shalihi, and said, it's not your field, it's my field, it belonged to my forefathers, I inherited it, v'hotzi ze es ono, and the nitva takes out his shtar mechira, lomar shemechartel, he says, yeah, I know belonged to your forefathers, and I bought it, and here's my deed, here's my shtar. You gave it to me as a matana. So im amar, if the toveya says, that's a shtar mezuyif, I don't know what you're talking about, yiskayim shtar b'chosmav. So then you just mekayim the shtar, and then you're good to go, because now you have a valid shtar. But im amar, if the toveya says, I'm familiar with that shtar, but shtar pasim who's that? That shtar was something that I just agreed to write for you, so that you'll look like a rich man. You asked me to do you a favor to make you look like a rich man, that you're willing and dealing, you're involved in all these business transactions. So I wrote you that shtar because I trusted you that was a shtar pasim, but it's not a valid shtar. O shtar amana, shemachati lo chanasat lidamim. Or I wrote that shtar in advance of a sale that was supposed to go through, and you were supposed to come through with the money the next day, and you never came through with the money. Im yesh edim halach achreidim. So if there are edim that can verify the story that Tovea is saying, so we follow what the edim say. Vim lavin, if there are no edim that can verify the story that he's saying, halach achar ashtar, then we have to follow the shtar, and the nitva that has the shtar mechira is going to win. The guy who's been using this property that has a shtar and says that it's his, he's going to win, even though they were not able to be mekayim, they were not mekayim the shtar with edim. So apparently the Tovea has a migo that he could have said that it was mezuyav, but apparently that he's not neman with such a migo, because he didn't say it's mezuyav. He said, I wrote that shtar, but it's shtar pasim, shtar amana. Ooh, once you say you wrote that shtar, then that's it. Then he's going to be able to, then he's got a shtar. So it says, where lema Reb Meir he. Should we say that the Mishnah of Bar Kapara that says that if he's moda that he wrote the shtar, so you can't say that it's an invalid shtar, that's Reb Meir, da amar, moda b'shar shiksavo, ein tzorach l'kaimo, velo rabbanan. Maybe that's exactly the shita of Rabbi Meir, that if someone was moda b'shar shiksavo, you don't need a further key in mashtar, and the Toveya was moda that he wrote the shtar, and it's not like the Rabbanan, because the Rabbanan of the moda b'shar shiksavo, that tzorach l'kaimo, that you would still require a key in mashtar. So Amalei Rabbi Yochanan says back to Reish Lakish, lo, shani omer divrei akol moda b'shar shiksavo, ein tzorach l'kaimo. I'll tell you that everyone would hold that as soon as he's moda b'shtar, that he wrote the shtar, you don't need a key in mashtar. In our Mishnah, it says that according to the Chachamim, the Mekable Matana have to bring a raya. It doesn't mean a raya with a key mashtar. It means a raya with Edom that he was a bari. But they would not need to bring a raya that it was a key mashtar, meaning that original machlokas that we started the whole daf with. What kind of raya do the Chachamim say you need to bring? A raya that he was a bari or a raya of a key mashtar? So he's saying the raya that they have to bring was that he was a bari. We know about the shtar. The shtar is already validated. We just need, but we need better than that. We need a raya that he was a bari at the time, not a shchiv mirah. So asks Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, how can you say that according to everybody, that once someone is, according to both Shitas and Tanaim, once someone is moda b'shtar shiksavo, you don't need the kiyum shtaros v'miflut pligi? But don't we find that there's a machlokes or man in the chum about this? Titnan, remember that Mishnah from the second paragraph of Ksubos, that Edom are made about the chasimus and the shtar, and they say, yes, that is our handwriting, but we signed it with a gun to our heads, so einem anem leposlo, we don't believe that those Edom to pasul the shtar, because since the Lov himself was moda that he wrote the shtar is already mekuyim, so the Edom can't go ahead and pasul it. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that's Rabbi Meir's shita. V'chamrom neman, and the Chum say they are neman to pasul the shtar, because even though the Lova was moda that he wrote the shtar, that's not a real full kiyum hashtaros. So apparently, Rabbi Meir and the Chum do disagree about moda b'shtar shiksav tzarach l'kaimo or ein tzarach l'kaimo. Remember, we even asked why do they need to disagree about it twice? You already have it. So we know that this is a machlokas, Rabbi Meir and the Chumim. How can Rabbi Yochanan just go and say, oh, everybody agrees, both Rabbi Meir and the Chumim agree? We know that it's a machlokas. So even if we find that Edom are able to be mevatel shtar, that the guy was moda too, that the lover was moda too, but can the lover himself be mevatel such a shtar? Meaning it's dafka Edom that can be mevatel such a shtar that's mekuyim based on the lover admitting that he wrote the shtar, because Edom are very strong, but the lover himself, nah, he can't invalidate the shtar. So amalei valomi shimcha amru yafa yiru b'nei mishpacha. So Reish Lakish says back to Rabbi Yochanan, but remember that Maisa with Bnei Brak where they wanted to dig up the grave, and they said even though you have a shtar, the mechira in your hands, and it's not mezuyaf, but you still don't win because he must have been a katan. So he says, so Rabbi Yochanan, you're the one that said yafa yiru b'nei mishpacha, that since there was no kiyum shtarus, it's only they're the ones that are validating the shtar. We didn't do a formal kiyum. Well, it's modu b'shtar shiksavo tzarech l'kaimo. So amalei zu elazar amara ani lo amarti davar me'alam. He says you're confusing things. I never said that. That was my Talmud Elazar. You assume everything Rabbi Elazar says is really me, but it's not really me. He was saying it on his own. So I'm Rabbi Zeira. Im yichra Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Elazar Talmido. Lovely how you so quickly dismiss Rabbi Elazar and distance yourself from your own Talmud. Yichra Rabbi Yanei Rabbo. Are you going to do the same with your Rebbe, Rabbi Yanei? Tam Rabbi Yanei, I'm a Rebbe, Moda B'Shar Shiksavo Tzorech L'Kaimo. Rabbi Yanei, I'm a Rebbe, says Moda B'Shar Shiksavo Tzorech L'Kaimo. Va'omrili Rabbi Yochanan Rebbe, lo mishlo seinu izu. And Rabbi Yochanan is one that said, why do you need to tell me this? Isn't this already a Mishnah? They needed Kiyum Ashtar, even though he was a Moda Bishtar, Shaksavel. So it's Mefurish that according to Rabbi Yochanan, Rameir and the Chum disagree in our Mishnah about this very issue. So Beram, near in Divrei Rabbeinu Yosef, Dam Rabbeinu Yosef, Amr Shmuel, Amr Shmuel, Zu Divrei Chachamim, that when it says in the Mishnah Bar Kapar, Moda Bishtar, Shaksavel, that's the chum of Ramei Romer Moda B'Shach Shkavo Tzorach L'Kaimo Enoch Nami. It's a machlok Ramei and the chumim. Umay Divrei Akol. What did Rabbi Yochanan mean when he said that Divrei Akol that ain't Tzorach L'Kaimo? It means that we could ignore the sheet of the Rameir in favor of the Rabbanim because they are the Rabbim. So this conversation, Be'ez Hashem, continues with Vaha Ibcha Tanan. Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up with that tomorrow. Everyone have a great day.